got it all in my boogie book.
Yeah.
My boogie book.
It's right there.
I got it all in my boogie book.
Bookkeeper. 24/7.
I got it all in my boogie book.
We in our bag now.
All in my boogie book.
Yo. Hey. Yo. Yo. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hello.
24/7, Lord, hit him with the glow.
Bling.
New podcast, and we do it for your soul. Bookkeeper 24, we do it for the bros. The true fellowship with the saints, boy, you know.
You
now
know.
I keep the book, but I used to keep the foe. Hit it in my heart, and I put it on my phone.
Okay.
Sincere milk, now it's time for you to grow.
Bro.
And hear the good news, for it's time for you to go.
Thank you, as well as our new listeners, for joining us on this podcast. We interview artists that we feel should be on everyone's radar and discuss not just music, but other topics throughout our culture. On the 12th episode of Behind the Mic, Daryl chops it up with Eric Boston from 520collective.com. Eric Boston is a published writer, web content manager, and a graphic designer. One of the highlights of the interview is when Daryl and Eric discuss how minorities can become more approachable when needing help from our white brothers and sisters. They also discuss the lack of leadership in our churches that may lead to the lack of leadership in our Christian hip-hop community. This interview is packed, and I do mean packed, with information. Without any further delay, let's go!
Let's go!
What up, family? It's your man, Hugh Holland, and you are now rocking with the most in-depth show in hip-hop, Behind the Mic with the homie, the one and only, Daryl Kemp. Go check out my music and plenty more on the bookkeeper247.com. We come this far by faith. Believe that.
Thank you, Lord, for watching me closely. You fill me up with your spirit, you Holy Ghost me. You put my head on straight like it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah.
I start resisting the devil, so he's supposed to flee. And you restored my soul, you bought me out the
yes,
dark.
You did.
Life threw curveballs, you hit him out the
yes,
park.
You did.
And you stopped my pain, it couldn't bury me. Even though my mind frame was truth or daring me, I chose truth and the proof is in your promises.
Yes, and, amen.
And I confess my sins, you love the honestness. I always had the respect for your authority,
oh, yeah.
But wasn't backing it up with my priorities. I repent and I know life got valleys and peaks. Feel like I'm peaking, I left them valleys out in the streets. I feel mature now, my thoughts on the holy heavens. Relaying hope in my rhymes for my sisters and brethren. Help them see the light.
Help
I pray for all my family, friends, and my loved ones. Apparently they prayed for me when I was on them drug runs.
Thank
I
you.
Never thought I'd make it back to you. Thought I would die in my sins, cause that's the life I was attracted to.
Lost.
But wise words from my grandpappy. Faith don't quit, and living righteously can keep a man happy. Rest in peace, Bishop Strada. I know you proud of me. Cause everything you stood for is coming out of me. I dropped a tear when I was writing this. Cause God truly wanted smoke with everything that I was fighting with.
Almighty.
I know he's real cause of my testimony.
Yeah.
I know that Christ is coming back for his bride with holy matrimony.
Oh, yeah.
The hands on the clock, they steady waving. Saying goodbye to every day that passed by. Time steady fading. But time don't stop in God's plan. That's why I choose to kick my feet up and recline back in God's hands.
Yeah, and I can live forever. Oh yeah, and I can live forever. Yeah, and I can live forever.
Oh yeah. My mind was infested with sick thoughts that circled like a bracelet. So many 365s
wasted.
I played the corner like Kawhi with the fade. Back when the hustle hand to hand, man to man was the way.
That's how we did it.
Me and my compadres got it the hard way. Only if we knew what it's worth to get it the God way. Can't put a figure on the value. But just to tell about his hope and his glory, I'm more than proud
more
to.
Than proud.
I just want to live my purpose out. Double back and re-up on amazing grace like if the work was out. I serve a big God, the shepherd hold a big rod, and the spirit complete the Godhead, that's a his squad.
Ooh.
I step it up another level, meditate the the word. Another demon bites the dust and Satan ate the curb. Like Osaka, I can't wait to serve. Not my will, but thy will. Doesn't matter how I feel. I'm not the one to place the sun in the moon. And moreover, I'm not the one to raise the sun in the tomb. Nah, I'm just a humble servant giving praise. Humble. I smacked the devil with the shovel upside his head when he was digging graves. He had a nice one with my name on it. He saw my soul burning eternally with never-ending flames on it. Too bad he not the author of the story. He's just a peon, a good footrest to put my feet on. He need the weak hearted to feed on, and he know I ain't the one, cause I've been rebirthed and reborn. It's no religion, it's my lifestyle. I hear the voice of God speaking on decisions in my life now. I wish we all could come to know the faith, please, and start living like we know we gotta meet the maker face to face, please. Don't let this cold world fool you. The worst thing you could ever hear is depart from me. I never knew you, but with Christ, yeah, you can live forever. Oh yeah, you can live forever. Yeah, you can live forever. Oh yeah.
Welcome to the ride where we don't want nothing on the book. We're trying to get in the book. The Lamb's Book of Life, that is. Follow us and we follow him as we navigate through this world, changing the culture for God through media. I want to give a special shout out to my beautiful wife for that beautiful intro. Buckle up, family, as we welcome Eric Boston to the ride. What up, what's up, and what it do, Eric Boston?
What's good, Daryl? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing excellent, man. Doing great. I really appreciate you being on the show, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. Looking forward to it, man. You know, I love what you guys have going at the Bookkeeper, man. So it's an honor to be here.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that, man. Man, for the family, for the listeners that's tuning in, I'm going to change a few things up because this is our first non-artist that I've interviewed. But you and Nate Shelton are a big part of our Christian hip hop community. So with that being said, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, man, I'm Eric Boston, founder of 520 Collective and 520collective.com. We're a Christian media outlet that focuses on bringing indie news and faith-based hip-hop. Really out here trying to not only make people aware of independent artists in the faith-based hip-hop space, but also provide information that's going to help them grow, you know, musically. So, and just creating the opportunities that we can. You talked about Nate, you know, he's our co-founder. He's been in this whole thing with me since the beginning. And he's very much, you can almost call him kind of like an A&R in some ways. I mean, he runs our official playlist, The Sauce. He watches over our Discord server and keeps conversation happening there. And he's taking kind of the reins when it comes to like our Saturday night live events on Discord. So he's really, you know, interacting with this man. And there's no doubt we wouldn't be where we are without what he's doing. And that, as well as the efforts of the rest of the team, man, we got several people that are on board. I think I would be wrong if I didn't give them a shout out. So, I mean, shout out to Jeremy Fleetwood. He's our social media guru. If you DM 520 Collective on Instagram, which if you guys want to follow us, Twitter, Instagram at 520_co. But if you DM us on Instagram, you're probably talking to Jeremy 99.9% of the time. Shout out to DJ Barcode, Rod Barr. He runs 520 Radio. It's our online radio station, 24/7 streaming, you know, music, shows, etc. Man, so many got Offline PK, Picasso Ramirez, Meech Real, Zero for Hire. I know I'm going to end up missing people, man, and they're going to be like, what about me? But like the whole team, man, the whole team, you know, and then obviously building these relationships with other platforms as well, you know, like the Bookkeeper 24/7, man, you know, and being tied in with Track Stars, you know, it's just all this stuff has come together to help make 520 kind of, you know, really what it is, man, you know, along with that artist support.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, man. Well, you know, our book of life, the Bible says we reap what we sow. So I'm glad that you all are representing the culture out here in our space in the Christian hip hop community. You all are doing a tremendous job at doing that. So shout out to the team over there at 520 Collective. We kicking it right now with the man, Eric Boston. So how did you come up with the name 520?
Yeah, man. So, you know, we had the idea for the platform first before really the name. And, you know, the way this all kind of started is I got in and I was part of, you know, the Track Stars team first. And I was working with them in their distribution company called Nectar. And really just meeting and interacting with a lot of independent artists who were using the Nectar service to distribute their music. And the one thing that I learned as I was going was that a lot of these independent, you know, some of them pretty new artists were saying was like, man, where's the place that we belong, right? I mean, because everyone wants to be on Track Stars, everyone wants to be on Rapzilla, but not everyone gets there or not everyone's ready to be there yet. You know, so I was in a Twitter chat group with Nate and a couple other guys, shout out D Reed and Honest T, and Offline PK. We were the original ones in there. And I started kicking around this idea, like, what if we were to build a platform that was for independent artists, right? And so everyone was kind of like, yeah, that sounds awesome. You know, so as we were looking at it, we started thinking about, okay, well, what are we going to call it? And I believe it was in one of the devotionals on the YouVersion app, actually, that if I remember right, I could be wrong on that, but I think that's where it was. I ran across this verse, Acts 5:20. And in Acts 5:20, this is right after Paul and some of his guys, you know, they were in prison, and the angel comes during the nighttime and basically sets them free, right? Well, before they leave, the angel says to them in Acts 5:20, he says, go stand in the temple and tell to the people all the words of this life. And that just hit me, man. It felt like it went along with what we were trying to do, man. You know, we weren't trying to create a platform that was meant to be, you know, like for I guess lack of a better term, like a gatekeeper or anything like that for the Christian hip hop space. But what we were wanting to do is we were wanting to create a place where this life could get figured out together, right? And we could give some of those words of this life or this space to the new guys that are trying to find their way in it, right? So that's really where it came from, is that Acts 5:20, and we just took it as a charge to be like, hey, let's give these new artists the tools and the information that they need to understand what this space, not only how to navigate, but what it really should look like. Because if we're going to be honest, you know, it doesn't always look exactly like how people feel like it needs to. And it's not going to change unless we make that change. So we got to talk about it. We got to put it out there. And that's where the name kind of stems from and what we hope to do.
Man, that's what's up, man. Man, shout out to you all for adhering and listening to the Lord and following that vision. And shout out to Track Stars, too. They do a lot in this Christian hip-hop space and community and just Christians, period. So, yeah, man, that's a good look, man.
And we wouldn't be here, you know, 100%. We wouldn't be here without Sean and Ryan and Jeremiah, because, you know, they could have been, whenever I started kicking this idea around, they could have been selfish and been like, nah, man, we need you to keep doing Nectar. But, like, they've built something at Track Stars, and they pull a team of people together that are creative and talented, and they want to see each individual on the team do what God has intended for them. you know, so they support you when if it's, you know, building your own brand. And like, I mean, there's so many, many things that's going off and that has like started because of Track Stars. That, I mean, people probably don't even realize it, but I mean, that's the heart that those guys have is like, no, I mean, yeah, they want Track Stars to hopefully get to a certain place, but they don't want it to hinder what God has put on people's hearts on the team as well. And they back it, you know, completely. You know, I talk to Ryan on a regular basis, you know, almost every week, and you know, pick his brain and get his thoughts on, you know, well, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing this, you know, with 520, and he tells us, you know, hey, this is looking good, you know, keep doing this, maybe consider that. So that's the kind of guys they are.
Yeah, that's what's up, and that's what we need in our space in the culture. When you was telling that story about Track Stars, it reminds me of anything that we do, but it reminds me of the church, of how when we're in the body of Christ, and I'm talking about the church building now, not us as the church, but the church building, how we teach our kids, do the duties of the church, and then they come up and they teach their children, and we don't hinder their vision, we support them. So not calling anybody a kid to Track Stars, but it's just amazing after hearing that story how they will not limit a person's vision that's on their team and show support to you all creators, to go out there and follow what God has in store for you. So that's a big shout out to them. And with that being said, we will be back after these messages.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your boy BRM, and you are rocking with the bookkeeper247.com on Behind the Mic podcast. Check out your boy at BRMRRP on all socials. Hit me up for any creative needs. If you need art, video editing, lyric videos, whatever, I got you. Peace.
Hey, family. I hope you're enjoying the show. In order to change the culture for God through media, we have plenty of opportunities for you to grow with us on the bookkeeper247.com. Do you need production for your podcast or YouTube video? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to do album reviews, start your own podcast, write your own devotionals? Look no further. We got you. Do you want to report Christian news from hip hop to book reviews, as well as related topics in our culture? Look no further. We got you. By partnering with us, we can do all these things for the glory of God. Email us at thebookkeeper247@gmail.com and let's start making strides to influence the culture from a godly perspective. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Ride Family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with Eric Boston from 520collective.com. As we move into this next segue, I was listening to your last two podcasts on Behind the DM. One thing I know about you is I know you have a heart for ministry. I also know you don't walk away from the conversations I feel are vital for the body of Christ. You and Crum had a conversation about racism in our space, churches, and culture. One of the things you said that intrigued me was when we ask for help from our white brothers and sisters, and then the next day we say we don't need your help. How can you be more intentional with Black people by letting them know that you are one of our white brothers that has empathy towards our struggles and pains? And how can we be more approachable when it comes to needing help from our white brothers and sisters?
I mean, I think to address the first part of that, you know, as far as on my side, I think if I'm going to, you know, have that mindset, I got to make sure it's consistent, you know. I can't just say, oh, man, you know, I got you guys back. I want to see change and then just leave it at that, right? Now, I don't know that I always have an answer. And I think that's okay. I think that's where, and you know, thank God for people like yourself, like Jay Crum, like Sean at Track Stars, where whenever I'm trying to wrestle with something and make sense out of you know, certain things, I can go to you guys and get your perspective on it, because I know you have a different experience and you view it differently than me. And even with that, you know, whenever I, you know, talking about that specific thing that happened, you know, there, I also think I got to make sure, you know, that I keep in mind that your experience is different, you know, and be empathetic to that. And that sometimes, you know, if you, like in that example, you know, where there's like, hey, you know, I don't want to hear from a white person on this at all, that might not even be what that person truly meant, you know, that, but they could have just been speaking out of frustration at that point. Mm-hmm. And to just be sensitive to that, man. I think, you know, as far as the church, I don't expect, or I don't feel like we can expect the same thing out of non-believers, right? As we should out of our own brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
So when we're talking about black brothers and sisters in the church, and how I think you said, how can it be more approachable? Is that what you were saying?
That's right.
I think my biggest thing there is just don't let a white brother and sister add to your frustration whenever, and just be sensitive to the fact that they might be working through some of this as well, that because it's not the same experience for them, you know, maybe allow a little grace, you know, because maybe something comes out of my mouth that doesn't quite sound right, but it's not necessarily what I meant either, you know, that I'm trying to make sense of something. And if we can do that, if we can, you know, if me as a white man, if I can always remind myself that, you know, the black experience in America is far different than what mine has been, that will help lead to sensitivity on my end for black brothers and sisters. Just be cautious and aware of those of us who are genuinely trying to make sense of the situations and figure out what exactly we can be doing to hopefully make progress in all this. I mean, if I'm gonna be completely honest, like it's frustrating that, you know, it makes sense that this is what's happening in America. I'll put it that way. It makes sense that this is what we are dealing with, because I feel like when you talk about issues of racism, ignorance, and all the things, all the different terms you want to throw in there, I feel like that's a tool for the enemy to make sure that we're staying divided. It's frustrating to me that as the body of Christ, we haven't been able to really make any inroads anymore than the world has, you know, and we should be leading that, you know? Yeah, I don't know. Like it's not comfortable conversation. I'll say that. And, you know, with Beyond the DMs, I think whenever I started doing that podcast, I had to really kind of like get at myself a little bit, because I knew the potential that doing a show like that could have. But I also knew, man, you know, there's going to be times where it's very uncomfortable. And how am I going to respond to that? You know, like, am I going to shy away from it, or am I going to try my best, even if I fail at it sometimes, to push through because it's the right thing and for the greater good of stuff, you know, because those conversations need to happen. There, you know, the whole point of that podcast was like, there's some of these great conversations. I'm not saying that they've been in you know, direct messages, but just behind the scenes, you know, there's these great conversations that happen that so many people don't get to hear. I was like, how can I bring some of those out to, you know, a greater audience? Because I think they'll benefit from these conversations. And so it can't always be about feeling safe, you know, in it, because, you know, maybe my uneasiness is going to give confidence to someone else. So, yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, I'm not perfect at yet by any means. I don't know that I ever will be. And maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a great answer. I think if we're all honest, none of us have all the answers. And I just appreciate you willing to be in uncomfortable a situation like that, because as the body of Christ, and I use this a lot, Paul says it's a marathon, right? So we're going to have battles. And one thing that I love what you just said, and the definition of this all, and when you was explaining, is that the enemy, Satan, the devil, fallen angel, whatever you want to call him, he's doing his job, the author of confusion, right? He is doing what he's supposed to be doing in this world. And I'm glad that you have a heart to see that even though he's doing what he's doing, that us as the church has to take responsibility and we should be doing better. So, you know, I appreciate your stance in this. My family members listening, and for anybody listening that's non-approachable on our side as Black people, we needed help from our white brothers and sisters while we were fighting for our civil rights, and we still need help from them now. So we need to be more approachable. I understand the struggle. I understand the pain that we go through being a African-American man or a Black man in this country, in this world. But we do need to be approachable when we're dealing with this issue of racism. So with
and
that,
I would said, also I would also add in there, Daryl, like be intentional about those relationships also. Right. Like, I mean, the fact that you and I have invested into each other, you know, that makes it where if we're having those kinds of conversations that we're talking about here and say I'm struggling through it, you're willing to support me because you know behind that struggle what my heart is like, right?
Absolutely.
So that would be another thing too, is like let's be intentional about pursuing those relationships and truly getting to know each other, because then it's easier to support that other person. And whenever that's right. The case.
With that being said, let me say this before we go into this next break. We're talking about the body of Christ and being intentional as men, being responsible, accountable, as friends. This is what we're talking about. I'm going to use a worldly example. Even though the fight for injustice is valid and needed, but I'm just going to use one example from a worldly standpoint that happened to me, right? So my example is with me living right in the slap of heart of Dixie in Birmingham, Alabama. I experienced racism on all type of levels, right? I was in a conversation with a white man that I know, and he couldn't understand why we as Black people wanted the Confederate statues down from in front of our community parks and outside courthouses, city halls, and etc., right? And his response to me, now this is the worldly response, but I've even seen some of these responses in our body, and it's just shameful in the body of Christ. But this was the worldly response. And his response was, well, if they take down all the Confederate statues, they need to take down all the Martin Luther King Jr. statues and the Rosa Parks statues and different statues from our culture, right? And that right there, Eric Boston, I could handle it better because I knew, even though this man said that he knows God, I knew that he wasn't building a relationship with God. I knew that he wasn't looking through the eyes with compassion at the situation of what my people see when we're looking at these statues, right? And the history behind these statues. So I share that to say this. I really do appreciate you saying be intentional about our relationships, about strengthening the body of Christ, about trying to work through some of these hard elephants in the room the way you do. And that's a big shout out to you as my friend and a man of God.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. To the dude you were talking to, I mean, the only thing I would say there is like, man, if taking down some statues is that big of a deal, then maybe those statues are idols and we don't need that. So I don't know. I feel like God's given us a pretty good map to follow on a lot of this stuff. And but we continue to think that we can do it a little bit better. And it's like, maybe we keep it simple and see where it gets us.
Amen. And we will be right back after these short messages.
What's good? This is your boy Intellect, and you're rocking with the Behind the Mic podcast. Check out my latest single, New Kung Fu, featuring Mitch Darrell and Corey Wordsmith, out now on all digital platforms. Yeah.
Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more within minutes of finishing your recording. If you want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of guides to help you find the right equipment at the right price. Also, if you would like to receive a $20 gift card from Amazon, follow the link in the show notes and sign up for a paid plan. This will notify Buzzsprout that we sent you, and you'll receive more details. This will definitely help support our show. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Join over 100,000 podcasters who's already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something great together.
All right, welcome back to the Ride Family, where we are sitting down and chopping it up with Eric Boston from 520collective.com. As we move into this segue, I'd love to hear a testimony. Please give us a short testimony of how you came into the faith.
The short version of it is, I mean, I grew up in church. My dad's a deacon. My mom's a song leader, you know, as long as I can remember. I mean, that's where I grew up, right? We were there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday nights. And honestly, I think because we're in it so much, you hear the same stuff over and over, and Bible stories become stories. You know, I like to say that, and when that happens, easy to lose that impact. You know, because it's just secondary. Like you go through the motions without thinking about it, because that's just how life is. And whenever I graduated high school, when I went to college, you know, that's my first time really away and on my own. I had the choice of, do I need to go to church? Do I need a BSU there, the Baptist Student Union? You know, do I need to go on a Tuesday night or whatever it was to the Baptist Student Union? I didn't have to. No, but I also got connected with people that I didn't know in that previous life, you know, before going to college, and building real relationships and friendships there, and seeing other people like me that were dedicated to their faith and willing to push me in it. So I would say that, you know, trying to keep it short, that's mine, man. Like, you know, I didn't do everything perfect as a teenager, as a high schooler, you know, because I had access and I knew truth, but it had become just, oh yeah, you know, I heard it presented the same way all the time, right? So getting to college and challenged a little bit by new people to like consider some of these things and from different angles and different ways, it made me realize what all of this truly means and take stuff deeper than it had before for me.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you sharing that with us, Eric. And with that being said, we'll be back after these short messages.
Yo, 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 it's your boy YJO with Enoch Flow Records, letting you know if you need beats, engineering, graphic design, website creation, Enoch Flow is the way to go. I'm gonna tell you why. Beats and engineering. All beats are produced by yours truly, exclusively with no leases. And I'll even throw engineering in there for you. Graphic design and website creation. Bring your next single, EP, or album artwork to life with DC Graphics, led by Damian Clinton. best graphic designer in the business. That's no cap. Get all these services and more only at Enoch Flow Records. Peace.
We have a new way you can seed with the bookkeeper 247.com to help us grow. Head over to the website, click the merch button, and pick out our newly better quality design t-shirts. Enter the promo code behind the mic and get 10% off of your purchase. Also, you can help us grow by dropping a comment and sharing the podcast. Make sure you hit the subscription button to be notified for the most in-depth show in hip-hop, Behind the Mic, with my hubby and your host, Daryl Kemp. Now, back to the show.
All right, welcome back to the Ride, family. We were sitting down and chopping it up with Eric Boston. As we move into this last segue, Eric, let's talk a little bit about Christian hip-hop. We know that's why we
here. Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. So, man. So, what do you think the difference is between Christian hip-hop now compared to when you first started listening to it?
Oh, man. You know, the early on, because I go back, there was always talent in Christian rap. You know, it wasn't called Christian hip hop at that point, or CHH. It was like Christian rap. It was holy hip hop. It was all these different terms, right? And it was really a time of the space finding its way, right? Like it didn't have places that was for the Christian rap, the Christian rapper, right? I mean, you saw guys, if they wanted to go on tour, a lot of times they would have to like get on with like Christian rock acts or Christian punk acts to be able to tour. So there wasn't really an audience there yet. It was all very different. You're talking about guys going and trying to win over a audience of kids that were there for Reliant K or whoever, you know. But there was talent. There was talent, right? Like guys could spit. I mean, like my favorite MC is Manchild from Mars Ill. Like you can't tell me that guy's not talented. You know, the big knocks on Christian hip hop were that maybe the production wasn't where it needed to be, and just the overall, you know, kind of quality, which I could get. You know, seems like Christian music in general is always kind of playing catch up, no matter what genre we're in, you're talking about. But you know, so the difference between that and now is like, obviously now you got everything's kind of leveled out as far as like with the mainstream. I don't have to tell you because people say it. Christian hip hop now is just as good as what the mainstream's putting out, if not even better. Another big difference is just the size of it, right? Like you kind of knew everybody that were like the real players in Christian hip hop 20 years ago. Now it's like, between Christian hip hop, Christian rap, gospel, you know, rap, what all these different terminologies for these artists, man, like they're constantly coming out of the woodwork. I mean, you got a group of artists like in North Dakota that's, you know, doing crazy stuff. I mean, like it's so big and there's so much content in there that's coming out on a weekly basis that now it's almost like, dang, do we have stuff to truly support this? Because we've taken care of the amount, we've taken care of the quality of it. But now it's like, what do we do with this amount of music that's being produced in the space?
That's right. That's great, man. Man, let me paint this narrative for you and everybody listening, right? So the narrative of Christian hip hop is changing. And let me give you this example. When I was younger, I used to be, when people used to walk by the church, they would respect the church. Like they'd hide their beer cans, stop cussing, putting their cigarettes out, and et cetera. Now I'm starting to see no respect for the church, and not just with the society, but right here in our Christian hip hop community, like cussing in Christian hip hop, diss track, and et cetera. In your opinion, why does it seem like the narrative of Christian hip hop is changing? And am I over exaggerating this perspective?
I don't think you are. You know, I recently was able to do a Beyond the DMs episode with Selah the Corner. Great conversation, mm-hmm. man. We kind of talked about this, and I totally agree with what Selah said in the fact that the one thing that Christian hip hop has not had is true leadership, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you talk about, you go back again, like we said, 20 years ago, you kind of knew everyone that were players and they knew each other. Some people saw it as beef, you know, maybe whenever you're talking about, like, you know, some of the cliques, but it was theology, right? Like, they were calling each other out on theology, mm-hmm. and challenging each other. And I think there was a level of accountability. So, but there still wasn't true leadership, right? But they were at least trying to hold each other to some sort of standard, or challenge each other with a standard. So now we've grown and there's still no leadership. There's still no one saying, hey, yo, that right there is a little too sideways, right? And when there's not some sort of leadership in place, we let stuff, you know, we give slack to it and it just builds. Right, like there's no one there to check it, no one there to plug that hole that it slid through, and that's where we're at, man. You know, same thing with the church, though. Like, I always look at it as I try to remind people, hey, you know, we want to complain about certain things within this space. The one thing we got to remind ourselves, man, it's not a unique issue to CHH, because the church is going through it too, man. Like it's a funnel where everything that's above that impacts the body, it's gonna trickle down and impact CHH, right?
That's right.
So I don't know, maybe it doesn't, maybe stuff doesn't get fixed in CHH until the church does a better job, you know, on the greater stage there. I don't know, like, I hope, and I try to, you know, use the platform that we've been able to build to challenge people. You know, I don't want to tell people you're right or wrong, but I do want to challenge us, and I want people to challenge me to look in the mirror and say, are we lining stuff up with scripture and you know, walking in the way that we should? Maybe we are, but it still doesn't mean we can't take that time to be introspective and take stock of what we're doing. You know, that needs to be a place where we start, is like, okay, maybe we don't come with a judgmental approach. Can we say, hey, Daryl, man, like, I want you, if I start, you know, like, every once in a while, just hit me up and ask me if I'm doing what I feel is right, and I can do the same for you. Or say, have I looked at, you know, my approach to something. And hopefully, I mean, for it to work, we're going to need people in the space to be open to that kind of, those kind of relationships. Because I think there's people who want that hardcore accountability, and people even talk about accountability, right? But I just don't know. We're not there yet where true accountability can happen. Maybe we'll get there, but why not have a smaller starting place? You know, why not build up to that? You know, if I just ask you, you know, tell me what went through your thought process on this, right? I mean, that's not the same as me judging you. It's me trying to understand, you know. So maybe we can do that, because like I said, you know, that with that funnel where everything at the church impacts CHH, not everything that happens in CHH is going to flow upwards and impact the church. I get that. However, because of the growth in the space, I think we're in a unique position where maybe we can start doing something within our niche, our tighter knit community, that causes a ripple that starts to, you know, raise some eyebrows at a higher level, you know, starts causing people to think a little bit more. I think there's a lot of, man, I say this stuff because, you know, I am very passionate about this space, and I know I can see what's capable of, you know, whenever you're talking about Christian hip hop. And another thing I try to tell people is, man, you know, Christian hip hop is a tool for God to use for his purposes, right? You know, if I've got a hammer and I need to nail two boards together, I've got the tool I need, well, what happens if that tool breaks? You know, what happens if that hammer breaks? I can no longer do with it what I need to do. So I got to get rid of it. So I don't want like CHH to be a tool that breaks. And God says, I can't, you know, do the work I need to do with this. I need to toss it out and move on and get something else, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way. I always tell, well, actually, I just come to this realization not too long ago. You know, we always look at the problems in CHH, just like we look at the problems in the church. But one of the ways that I've turned around for me is, and I had to reflect and think about my life, CHH as a whole, Eric, I wish I was 19, 20, 23, and was trying to spread a message for God. Whether I call myself a Christian artist or an artist that's Christian or whatever the title may be. So I look at how the young people are. Just like you say, we it's a bigger space. We understand this is a small space, but it's a bigger space now than it was 20 years ago. So if I could see any encouraging thing in that, with all the settled problems it has, at least the young people are out here trying to spread a message for God.
Yeah. Well, and then I think another thing that we got to remember, and I've been having to tell myself this lately, is we got to realize that there is quite an age range in this space, and people are at different places in their life, right? And you mature and you figure things out. You know, you and I, we don't think the same a decade ago. Right? We don't view scriptures the same way that we might have viewed them a decade ago. So while we might sometimes get frustrated and say, why aren't these guys over getting it when we think someone's maybe a little sideways on something, maybe we need to stop and say, okay, instead of frustrated, let me just try to continue to be supportive and pour into them and let God show them stuff as they mature, you know?
That's right. Well, it's something we can work toward and try to figure it out on the way. And I believe, like you said, people, you're right, there are all different ages in this space. And I think that the Lord will work it out in his will. Yeah. And one thing, man, we're gonna get ready to wrap it up. It's just a couple more things that I really want to ask you about. One of them is, what was it like working with Branson?
Oh man!
On his 15th anniversary to Christian hip hop,
dude. Brinson's the homie, man. You know, I've been able to work with him and God Chasers for sure the last year, maybe even a little bit longer. And he's really brought me in and made me feel a part of the team. Yeah, like an unofficial part of the team. You know, just the fact of what they've done, you know, and what he specifically as an individual has done for the space. For 15 years, man, to play a little role in their celebration, and that was just incredible, man. Like, I mean, I've learned so much from him. You get a chance to just talk to a guy like him, and there's just that experience that all the research and stuff that you do and studying that you do can't make up for. And so when he talks, you're getting, you know, insights that you get early access to those insights, you know what I'm saying? That you wouldn't have on your own. And it's just been a blessing, man, to listen to him and learn from his experience and be able to take what he says and apply it, man. And just see how he moves and how he treats people. And, you know, he sets an example that, you know, kind of like the same thing with the guys from Track Stars, man. Like, I watch what they do, and it impacts the way that I try to conduct myself in this space and how we run 520. So, yeah, like, you know, that connection and relationship with Brinson, man, it's invaluable.
Hey, man, yeah, I know that was an awesome experience. Man, and as we get ready to wrap this thing up, Eric, let the people out there know, your artists or whoever you are in this space, let them know some of the services that you and 520 offer.
Yeah, man. So personally, my freelance work against ericinboston.com. I do graphic design, main cover art, but I do offer, like, you know, playlist covers, Spotify headers, promo graphics, etc. And then, of course, the press releases. As far as 520, man, you go to 520collective.com, and let me just confirm that this is the same. Yeah, so on our menu there, it says sponsor and promote. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we do as a platform, we try to do for free, right? Like, I mean, when you talk about like our music submissions and posting your music, we don't charge for that. If we choose to do, you know, you can submit your work to get reviewed. If we choose to do that, it's free. We try to do a lot of free stuff, honestly. But if we do charge, it's what we feel is a small amount, something that should fit into any budget. But I mean, you can get stuff like, you know, ad spots on the website. You can sponsor our podcast as well. You can get like social media promotional packages. You know, we've got some partnerships with Solomon's Porch as well, where you get your content on both of our sites for a reduced price. So yeah, and the thing is that we're always pretty flexible, man. So if an artist has an idea in mind and, you know, we don't necessarily have that as the listed option, just talk to us, man, and tell us what you're thinking. You know, if we were to, you know, partner up on something, like what you think we could do and how that might look, man. And we're always willing to explore, you know, options that like that.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Tell us about the merch, Eric.
Oh, well, not a lot of merch, but we do have some clothing. We've got a couple of different clothing lines. If you, again, go to i20collect.com, you'll see store there in the menu. It's actually run through a company called Store Frontier. They allow to different clothing, you know, shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, long sleeve tees, all kinds of stuff. But we got a few different what clothing lines available for purchase, most of them around the $20 price point. We've got like the standard, like 520 Collective, Indie Christian Hip Hop line. We've got the Music Meets Ministry with our kind of like Music Meets Ministry logo line, and our newest one. So that's like really just like, hey, are you, you know, putting music out there? Are you making waves? Now you can represent that right there on your clothing, man, you know, with the dot wave maker. And it's kind of a play on, you know, a wave file, you know, audio file as well.
Amen, man. And y'all heard it, family. If you really want to support good ministry and platforms, look at their services and buy the merch, man. Buy the merch. So, man, I want to, last but not least, here, let the family know who's listening, where they can find you all at.
Yeah, I mean, the primary thing is go to the website, you know, 520collective.com, and that's 520 spelled out, not numbers. But 520collective.com. We are on Twitter and on Instagram. Both of those are at 520_co. So 520 spelled out _CO. We've got a Facebook. We're not doing as with Facebook, but we have a Discord server. So I mean, if you want to plug into real time conversation and community building, join our Discord. We've got over 130 people in there at this point, and conversations going on every day. We have some live events that we host in the Discord. Like, we have Saturday night events where we go, we have forums, and, you know, we may bring an artist on and talk to them, or have, you know, particular conversation, you know, like topic ideas and discuss. We've got some cool stuff. I host like virtual album releases. We partnered up with K-Drama on his last project and was able to do a virtual album release party, so that was cool. So yeah, I mean, tap in there, and there's links to join the Discord in our Twitter and Instagram bios, as well as link on the website as well.
Yeah, man, that Discord popping. So y'all heard it, family. From me and from Air Boston, their Discord is popping. Definitely need to connect in that community. Well, man, it's been a pleasure, man. I hope to have you back on the show. Eric, may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, your ministry, and everything that you do, brother.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you, Daryl, man. We can make this happen whenever you like, man. You know I'm always down for it. I appreciate what you've done and, you know, just the support you've been to us and to me personally, just, you know, the conversation. I mean, people probably don't know, and that's okay. But I tell you, you know, it's not just us getting on a podcast here and talking. Like you and I, you know, we had those conversations where we just talk. You know, and
that's right.
You know, the space needs it. So, yeah, and you know how I feel, man. And you know, anytime I'm here.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. So, I'm gonna drop a gem for the people before we go. For anybody listening that think that we are in competition with each other, the Bookkeeper 24/7 and 520 Collective. We're like family. So we do talk a lot. Me and Eric, we've been built a relationship. I appreciate you and your ministry. And this is no competition. We just use the gifts that God gave us to try to spread his word. So once again, Eric, I appreciate you, man.
Man. Same thing.
All right, family. Well, you know how you can catch us? All you got to do is go to your favorite web browser and put in hashtag TBK247, and I guarantee we'll pop up everywhere. Until next time, peace.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can help us by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing. For all of the YouTube listeners, make sure you hit the alert notifications. Also, if you would like to donate a monetary blessing, go to the description located inside our PayPal link. The donations will help our growth regarding better equipment so that we can spread the word of God even further. Thank you again, and until next time, God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.